In today's reading from Mark, we have the one single instance in the gospel where a scribe, a man of learning, approaches Jesus not as an adversary, but as a partner in seeking the truth. It must have been such a relief for Jesus. So I suggest we leave Jesus and the scribe and let them enjoy one another's company. As we conclude this third week of our Lenten journey, and as we together face a future overshadowed by the coronavirus, I'd invite us to reflect on our first reading from the prophet Hosea. The reading we heard is the conclusion to the book of Hosea, and it's a beautiful conclusion. Through his prophet, God says to Israel, "I will love you freely." In biblical understanding, the prophet's role, his singular role, is to convey to people God's mind, God's heart, God's feelings. That's what prophecy is all about, helping us come to know God's inner life, God's deep desires for us. Among all the prophets, Hosea had a unique role. At the beginning of the book, Hosea recounts that when God called him to be a prophet, he also appointed him to be a special kind of prophet. Hosea was not only to speak God's inner feelings, he was also to act out in his own life what God's love is like. And so God commanded Hosea to marry a prostitute. Her name was Gomer. After her marriage to the prophet, Gomer did not change her ways. Their married life was beset with one infidelity after another. It was in this real-life situation that Hosea was to act out before Israel what God's love is like, how God reacts to infidelity. Hosea over and over pleaded with Gomer to return home, to leave her lover and return to him. Gomer would return for a while, and then she would be lured off by someone promising her gifts. And over again, God would say to Hosea, "Go again after her and love the woman who loves evil things. Love the woman who loves evil things." In Hosea, we see the prophet acting out the message of God's faithful love, even in the face of our infidelity. The prophet's life becomes itself the message. His life speaks God's love. We are called to be prophets in our world. We have been baptized, anointed, not only to announce God's love, but to act it out before our world. We have been called to love our world with all its unfaithful love and all its flings. We are called to love our world like God, to love it even when the world loves evil things. And even as we do this, we are to remember, this is how God loves us. This is how God loves me. God offers himself in total fidelity to each one of us.